Bird Dog's khaki shorts are just like your mother. They'll wrap you up and keep you comfortable no matter where you are. Their zipper pockets will securely hold all your things. They'll fondle you with a love you thought only your mother was capable of. Oh, and don't worry. These shorts won't call you a disappointment. You might even start to love Bird Dogs just as much. If you want to experience motherly love again, hurry to birddogs.com/MLB and buy a pair. They're selling out quickly, but they'll throw in a free Bird Dogs tumbler if you get there on time. That's birddogs.com/MLB.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer. To those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase. To the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Happy Friday night to you. Hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're cool. Wherever you are, all across North America. Because that's where we're broadcasting. You could be tuned in Hawaii. You could be listening in Toronto. You could be here in Georgia. You could be in Florida, home of Messi. You could be in Washington State or D.C. You could be in Texas, wherever you're at. Thank you. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and a smart speaker. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much, oh so much, to our producer tonight, Jack Stern, holding it down in New York City. And thank you to you. Yeah, you for listening. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, thank you very much. Tonight is all about winners, at least for right now. We're going to talk about a loser in a few minutes, but tonight is all about the winners. Let's talk about some winners. Hey, Jack, you ready for some winners?
Oh, of course. I'm always ready for some winners. I mean, I don't like losers. I like people who win.
Well, everybody has to lose sometimes, you know, but... but tonight it's winners. Here's some winners. Commanders fans, they are a bunch of winners. They got new ownership, Josh Harris and Magic Johnson. They spoke today. Winners. Other people who happen to be winners. Hey, Miami has a new winner. His name is Messi, one of the greatest footballers of all time. What does he do in his first game with Inter Miami? He goes out there and scores a goal. And Messi isn't the only winner. Commanders fans aren't the only winners. We're about a couple of minutes away, from the United States of America, the women's national soccer team. They're a couple minutes away from smashing Vietnam. 93 minutes played. They got 9 minutes of extra time here on the board. Team USA leads Vietnam 3-0. And if this is, anyway how the United States of America rolls, I wouldn't be shocked if they put another goal up on the board. And so it's nice to talk about winners. Congratulations to the Commanders fans, Lionel Messi, and soon to be the United States of America women's national team. And in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about another winner. His name? Shannon Sharp. I'm going to explain that momentarily. But you know what? Let's not just talk about winners and talk about some positivity. Let's actually hear it. Magic Johnson, earlier today, speaking to the Commanders faithful, Magic Johnson, letting it be known that, hey, yes, I'm here. Josh Harris is here. And I didn't come here to just pat myself on the back. I came here, Magic Johnson said, to win.
I called when Josh and I talked. The first thing I said was, do you want to win? And he said, yes. I said, I'm in. because I don't invest in sports teams to just for ego. I invest to win.
Oh, damn. Yeah, Magic Johnson, man, he sounded like he was going to go back out there and play for the Lakers. What year am I in? Now, this is for football, too? Yeah, it can't be worse for the Commanders fans. Congratulations, a bunch of winners. Somebody else who's a winner. Lionel Messi comes through with Inter Miami. They're playing in a League Cup game against Cruz Azul from Mexico. Messi doesn't start the game. He hops in there at the 54th minute. He's running around. He's getting knocked around. The game is tied at 1-1. And then in about the 94th minute of extra time, Lionel Messi, you want to talk about a winner? He scores on a free kick to win the game. Of course he did. This is what it sounded like on Apple TV. Another winner.
Here it is. Messi!
Messi immediately scored and he ran over and he hugged his wife and his kids, which was so cool to see. Speaking of winners, LeBron James was in attendance to watch Messi. Serena Williams was in attendance to watch Messi. Serena Williams was losing her mind when he scored that game winner. And LeBron James greeted Messi prior to the match when Messi was going over to the bench. So a lot of excitement down in Miami. Tonight, all about winners. The United States of America, the women's national team, they're about a minute away from also becoming winners tonight. And I told you that's not the only winners. I just named 3, 4, 5 different winners. Somebody else that might be winning is Shannon Sharp. Yes, Uncle Shay Shay. Oh, yes, one of the greatest tight ends that the NFL has ever seen, a Hall of Famer. And Shannon Sharp has gone from all of his athletic achievements to being one of the most dynamic sports personalities in the world, or at least the United States of America. He's been able to be one of the gentlemen over the past decade where sports media has, I don't want to say evolved or devolved, depending on your opinion, into debate. I yell this, you yell this. I yell this, you yell this. I yell louder, I am right, you are wrong. It's pretty stupid if you ask me, but people watch it, they love it. It certainly brings out its moments. It makes people pay attention. It makes you pick a side. And so we know the embracing of debate has made Stephen A. Smith a very rich man. It's made Skip Bayless a very rich man. At one point in time, Stephen A. Smith, this is hard for people to remember, he got fired from ESPN, didn't have a job. Skip Bayless wanted to bring him back for the show First Take. And then Skip Bayless, he bails to Fox. Fox gives him the bag. Shannon Sharp, formerly of ESPN, Shannon Sharp, oh, he's with Fox now. He's paired up with Skip Bayless. Except for like most human beings, almost I think the majority, he got sick of him. He got sick of this dude so much that Shannon Sharp was bought out of his contract. Didn't want anything to do with Skip Bayless. Enough dumb arguments and getting screamed at and belittled and insulted, and he left. So I'm not doing this crap. I'm going. Keep your money. United States of America, the women just won 3-0. Congratulations to them. Sophia Smith coming through with 2 goals and an assist. The U.S. beats Vietnam 3-0. No shock there. I thought the ass whooping was going to be worse. But anyway, Shannon Sharp, sick of the ass whooping that he was getting on air, behind the scenes, from Skip Bayless. So he left. And so Shannon Sharp, and we can act like this is football, he's a free agent. He can go wherever the hell he wants to go. Well, over the past couple of days, there have been rumors through reliable sources, that Shannon Sharp is potentially on his way to ESPN. That Shannon Sharp, the guy who just left Fox and just left Skip Bayless to sit around and rot on TV, he might be with Stephen A. Smith. Well, how about this? Stephen A. Smith, not on ESPN, but on his own podcast, away from ESPN, Stephen A. Smith put up an episode this afternoon, this evening, and he let everybody know that, oh, yeah, I want Shannon Sharp on First Take. Listen to this.
I want Shannon Sharp on First Take, and I aim to get him. We are definitely talking to Shannon Sharp. The conversations are official. The reports have not been misnomers or misreports or anything like that. We are talking to him, and I'm hopeful, and very confident that ultimately we will be announcing sooner than later that he will be on First Take. Anything can happen now. I don't make those decisions. I have bosses. But damn it, Shannon, Club, Shay Shay, and anything else. I don't give a damn if he brings a bottle of Hennessy with him. I want him on First Take. All this politically correct stuff and being quiet. I want Shannon Sharp on First Take. Okay? Period.
Oh. Okay. All right, then. Tell me how you really feel. Scream about it, why don't you? Scream some more, why don't you? I'm not too big of a television fan. I'm not. I don't watch First Take. It's not because I don't care. I don't have time. Whatever's going on, I'll see the clip online. I'll see what goes viral, like when Shannon Sharp is insulted by Skip Bayless because of comparisons to Tom Brady. Tom Brady used to belittle Shannon Sharp in his career by his co-host. I see what goes viral. I don't have time to sit down for 2 hours to look at grown men yell at each other. Let alone I got to sit here and do it at night. I'm not interested in a day. But I'll tell you this much. I think it'd be cool as hell for Stephen A. Smith to be connected with Shannon Sharp. I don't care if it's on a full-time basis. I don't care if it's on a part-time basis. I think it would be damn interesting to see that combo. Mostly, and I hate to be this guy, mostly because I, like Charles Barkley, I can't stand Skip Bayless. He's a contrarian, and God bless him, he's made a lot of money being a contrarian. Can't knock him, can't knock the hustle. It's not something that I would do or have done, but he sits around and he's yelling and he's built his career by really chopping people down at the knees, namely LeBron James and ridiculous takes, and it's entertaining. That's why he's getting all the money. But it's time to go. Oh, yeah, by the way, this guy Skip Bayless, he told everybody that the show will be on hiatus until the football season. Yeah, that their show that was on Fox, Undisputed, will not return until the end of August, almost the beginning of September. And how are you going to have a show with one guy? Who is Skip Bayless going to yell at? Who's he going to insult? Who's he going to belittle? Shannon Sharp is gone. This is one of the most dumb things ever. And sure, he has his money. He is set for life. Even though he's already old. His family is set for life. That's more important. But it looks to me, I don't think there's a savior out here for Skip Bayless. I think he's cooked. I think he bit off more than he could chew. I mean, he can rest on his money, but this was a massive error to kind of continue to chop down at Shannon. Who else is going to have the job? Who wants to work with you? The answer is nobody. And so wouldn't it be crazy if you ended up forcing this guy out because of your own jackass behavior, and now he goes over to the competition, which all the way already is beating you in the ratings. About 450, half a million viewers to your about 150, 200-ish. You're already losing in the ratings. You might not be losing in the wallet. But you just basically gave this guy away for free. And now you got to sit around making stupid videos on your own podcast saying, oh, man, I know Charles Barkley hates my guts, but I'd love Charles Barkley to be my partner. You're just saying anything now just for attention. Charles Barkley hates this guy's guts. I'd pay to see Charles Barkley on a set with him just so he could rip him limb from limb. This is what Skip Bayless had to sarcastically say about Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley would be my dream debate partner on Undisputed. I would dive out of bed every morning out here in Los Angeles at 2 o'clock in the morning to get to work with Charles. Please, Charles, please come and please work with me, this damn idiot. Please. What a joy it would be to do battle every day with Charles Barkley live on television.
Can we dive his ass directly into retirement? Like can we? From the Damar Hamlin tweet, just, oh, they're going to stop the game. This is an important game. Oh. To the constant LeBron bashing and beating. Oh, my God. Don't you realize it's over? Does anybody realize that the negative attention that he receives on Twitter, it's not a matter of, any publicity is good publicity. You have talent who don't want to deal with him. The general public is sick of him. And so what is he going to do? Is he going to be yelling and screaming like a buffoon when he's in a wheelchair? Sometimes you got to be careful. Bite the hand that feeds you. Outside of all your money, he looks stupid right now. ESPN show does better in the ratings. There are only three stars here in this embrace debate. Stephen A. Smith, Shannon Sharp, and you. And now Shannon Sharp might be going over to ESPN. Sometimes all you got to do is just behave. Not be a jackass. Hey, be nice to the people you work with instead of being a pompous ass. It's worked out for him financially, but you know what? All good things come to an end. I'd love to see Stephen A. Smith and Shannon Sharp. Oh, and I'd love to see that other guy. I'd love to see him get pushed into retirement because if anything, he deserves it, and he got enough money to sit on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Am I the only one here? Like, and what do I know? I'm the guy on CBS on the radio in the evening when the games come on. I'm good. But am I the only person sick of Skip Bayless? How do you feel about this dude? And if Shannon Sharp would team up with Stephen A., would that interest you? I'm more interested in that. Just because it shows how dumb and played off and played out Skip Bayless is. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. And oh yeah, by the way, I know we're talking about winners. The U.S. Women's National Team. They beat Vietnam 3-0. Well, here's some of these goals. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Oh, yeah, if you didn't get enough of me here, weeknights on CBS Sports Radio, if you want something to do on a Saturday afternoon, I'm talking to New York City. Yeah, every Saturday afternoon, I'm hanging out with New York. I'm up in New York on WFAN, yes, which I will be tomorrow after the New York Yankees. Good for the Yankees. They actually won a game tonight against Kansas City. And let's see if they could do it again tomorrow. You follow me on social media at JR Sport Brief. You can always keep up to date when and where I am on air and where I'm at. Just a couple of days ago, well, 2 days ago, in Washington, D.C., for the MLS All-Star Game. And MLS just blowing up, especially everything going on with Messi. And you'll get a news flash momentarily. Marco Belletti will come through right before we went to break. And then we'll also hear and talk about the women's national team The women for the United States of America, they come out on top in their opening World Cup match. They beat Vietnam 3-0. Next up on the agenda for them will happen to be the Netherlands. They will take them on Wednesday. And so we'll get some of those goals in as we continue on with the show. But before we went to break, as I mentioned, we talked about Stephen A. Smith. He was very clear, and I think trying to put some pressure on the ESPN executives about bringing in Shannon Sharp. In his own podcast, not on an ESPN property, Stephen A. Smith basically said, yes, ESPN, the executives are talking to Shannon Sharp. I would love for Shannon Sharp to be here with ESPN, and I feel confident and positive that he'll be here. And when I hear something like that, if you're Skip Bayless, what the hell do you do? Yeah, sure, you can sit down and count your money, but from a professional basis, you must look in the mirror and go, oh, damn, I screwed up. Now they really going to take me down. Who the hell are they going to put on that show with that man? Shannon Sharp was the popular one. A lot of times that they would go viral would be because of something that Shannon did or said. I mean, how many times can you say ridiculous things about LeBron before people go, okay, man, it's enough. It's like you bit off too much more than you could chew. You started smelling yourself. Your ego got too big. You're the producer of the show, and you're the big star of the show, and it's your show. And now you ran away the popular talent who is helping to keep you relevant. Unless he has some gigantic trick up his sleeve, Skip Bayless kicked himself in the ass. Hey, sign me up for the day that Shannon Sharp debuts against Skip Bayless. Sign me up. ESPN does better ratings than him anyway. 855-212-4CBS. Chris is calling from Jacksonville. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's going on? So pretty much, you know, to kind of agree with...
So what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I got to go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's going to totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
Betting 101, increasing one's bankroll. Take $200, deposit it at BetUS. Watch it grow to $450. Now that is science. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS.
Be like me, bet for free.
Yeah, I feel like Skip kind of tried to create his own persona, kind of how Stephen A. became a household name, and it kind of backfired on him. You know, like I said, you were in a spot good with Stephen A. You left ESPN. You get your own gig. And it was going good. You know, him and Uncle Shay did real good. And then, boom, now you kind of messed that up. So it's like, where do you go from here? And like you say, there's no one to blame but him. He's always had it made for him. So, you know, that's pretty much all my point.
Okay. Thank you, Chris, for calling from Jacksonville. Let's go from Jacksonville and let's go to Las Vegas. Let's talk to Andre. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Andre?
Hey, what's going on, my brother? How you doing?
Amazing.
I just want to say real quick, man, shame on Skip Bayless for doing what he did to Shannon. First of all, Baltimore Ravens all the way, represent Shannon Sharp. Stephen A. and Shannon Sharp, that'd be good because football season coming up and he can replace Michael Irvin, man. That's all I wanted to say. Take care of yourself, JR. Keep up the good work, my brother.
All right. Thank you, Andre, for calling from Las Vegas. And I would assume that if Shannon Sharp were to join ESPN in some type of capacity, maybe he wouldn't be on First Take full time. I would certainly believe he'd be contributing all over the place with their NFL coverage. And knowing that the NFL season is about a month away or more than a month away, I would think that we would find out about this or whatever the deal might be sooner than later. I don't think we're going to have to wait for a long, long time. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We have gone from Las Vegas. Let's go to San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jim?
JR, good point about Skip Bayless. I want to just say this, though, and I come from this as a TV executive, a former sportscaster, and a pro athlete. I want to get rid of some of these bombastic loudmouths off these TV shows. It's driving away the regular fan. We don't want to watch these big mouths talk about things they don't know about. It's just like political news. It's tiring. It's time that the 75% sports fan get back to listening to folks like you that have a credible knowledge of the game and aren't just making statements to get clicks or to get instant hits. And if TV stations and executives like ESPN would listen to us, they'd start get the fan back in there watching must-see TV like ESPN used to be. Why do you think they're having layoffs now? It's because the regular fan is tired of these loudmouths just banging the drum, making asinine statements and comments. We don't want to watch this. We don't want to watch guys putting wolf heads on there and howling over a pick. It's garbage. Let's get back to knowledgeable people and athletes with a good take. We don't need to listen to this garbage anymore.
Okay. Thank you, Jim, for calling from San Diego. Yeah, I'm with Jim. I mean, from and different strokes for different folks. Everybody has what they want to listen to. It doesn't do me any good. And maybe it's a little bit different knowing that I also talk about sports for a living. I don't need to hear anybody else's opinion. I'm really not interested. Like, after I sit down and talk about it, I'm good. I want to know the facts. I want to know the information. I can talk to my own people if I want to get it. I don't need to get it from television. And I agree. I'm not a fan of people screaming and yelling all over the damn place. And I don't need the wild statements out of left field. I can do without it. Now, having said that, there's an audience for it. If there was not an audience for it, you wouldn't have it on. There's a lot that supports having it. And it's not just what takes place on television. You talk about the clicks. It's about the attention that could be garnered online. It really is. You know, how many more years do we have this embrace debate? I'm not so sure. I mean, look at how sports media has changed over the past even 5 years. It's gone from debate, and we've seen an explosion in podcasts, okay? Trey Young has a podcast. Here, listen to this. Theo Pinson. Maybe some of you know who he is. He's a guard in the NBA. Theo Pinson has a podcast. Paul George has a podcast. We know Draymond Green has a podcast. He's podcasting during the finals. Patrick Beverley has a podcast. Showtime actually does an excellent job with their podcast, and they have retired players, all the smoke, and my main man Quentin Richardson has a pod. There's so many podcasts. Kendrick Perkins is on TV. I can't tell you one thing I've ever heard him say that made me go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. People pay attention. People watch. And that's why it's prevalent. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Frank is calling from New Orleans. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Yeah, I think I have a theory about why Skip Bayless has stayed on TV as long as he has. And that is, I think he is the personification of that one obnoxious sports fan that we all know in our real life, you know, whether it's at work or whatever, that always has the bombastic, intentionally controversial opinion or just is obnoxious about, like, think about who's Skip Bayless's favorite football team, you know?
No, I don't pay attention to that guy.
The Dallas Cowboys, you know? Think about, I mean, love him or hate him, think about a more arrogant and, you know, obnoxious fan base. They're in the top five for sure. Like, that's, I think that's who he is. I think that's what they put him on TV to represent, and he's almost like, you know how Batman needed the Joker? I feel like Shannon Sharp almost needed that antagonist, you know, to make him seem that much more likable and reasonable. You give him this obnoxious clown across the desk from him.
Well, I like the analogy, but don't people like the Joker, or is it just me?
Well, I think some people probably like Skip too, but it's probably, you know, that guy I was describing. If he's that guy at work, the one guy that everybody's like, you're out of your mind. I don't know why you would say that. How could you think that? That's probably the guy sitting at home at night thinking like, hey, man, Skip Bayless got some pretty good points.
Okay. I could dig it. Hey, Frank, thank you for calling from New Orleans, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
No doubt. Much love to all my people tuned in on WWL. I appreciate and understand the comparison, calling Skip Bayless a clown, saying he's a joker. But personally, me, if Batman and the Joker were in a room, I like the Joker. I just find it absolutely hilarious that he could torment this guy to no end. He exists to torment Batman. Like, what else is the Joker doing? Nothing. Like, Batman could beat the living hell out of him, and this guy he's so nuts out of his mind. He doesn't care. He exists to Hey, Marco, do you lean favorably more towards Batman or the Joker? Or maybe I'm sick.
No, maybe then both of us are sick. I always go towards the Joker, but I have a tendency always to go towards the bad guy. So,
Oh,
whatever that makes me.
Oh, no, we're good. You like Darth Vader too, right?
Yeah, I'm that guy. You know, we put the black hat on, I always gravitate towards the bad guy.
Yeah, we cut from the same cloth, Marco. I could see Joker.
Is that good or bad? That's what I'm saying. I don't know. It depends on whatever point of view you got. But, yeah, we're in lockstep.
Hey, let's be the bad guy. I'm with that. I'm fine with being the bad guy. I'm pro-Joker. I don't like Skip Bayless, though. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. We'll also hear from some of these amazing calls. Well, can they be amazing when you just handing out an ass-whooping? We're going to hear from the U.S. Women's National Team. They're getting busy. The phone lines are still open. We have so much more to do. Yeah, I'm glad I give you joy. I'm glad I don't give you pain. Some people get that reference. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And so much that we've already talked about tonight. Messi making his debut with Inter Miami, scoring the game-winning goal. We heard from Magic Johnson. We talked about the New York Giants adding some insurance with James Robinson, knowing that Saquon Barkley has not signed his franchise tag. We talked about Stephen A. Smith connecting with Shannon Sharp. Stephen A. letting everybody know, I want Shannon Sharp. And meanwhile, you got Skip Bayless. I guess he's sitting around somewhere thinking about his television mortality. Well, he can leave and count his money, I guess. And then, as you just heard from Marco Belletti, and we talked about as well, the U.S. Women's National Team, starting off World Cup play out in New Zealand and Australia. The USA just beat Vietnam 3-2-0. Sophia Smith coming through with the first two goals to open things up. Lindsey Horan scoring the final and third goal to basically blank out Vietnam. And they take on the Netherlands this upcoming Wednesday. A little bit more a competitive of a match, I expect, when they take on the Netherlands. A matter of fact, yeah, I got to root for the USA, right? I'm supposed to, at least. Let's listen. This is all courtesy of Fox. They're distributing the World Cup. Let's listen to the first goal from Sophia Smith at the 14th minute.
It's trying to break through somewhere. Here it is. On the chance of Smith. Go! U.S. leads!
Okay, let's. What about the second one? This was almost before halftime. Sophia Smith did it again.
Ball floated up. Keeper out. Got a piece, not all. Shot taken, blocked, and it rolls in!
We need that guy who screams goal. Where's he at? Hey, Jack, is the third one you think is going to be more exciting?
Unfortunately not. For whatever reason, the announcers of these soccer games seemed, I don't want to say unenthusiastic, but not nearly as excited as most soccer announcers typically are.
Well, let's see. It's Sophia Smith. She didn't score the final goal of the game, but she certainly assisted on it, connecting with Lindsey Horan. Let's see if the enthusiasm was a little bit juiced. Probably not.
And a bounce. Smith played it back. Horan settles, shoots. Finally for Lindsey Horan. Third time's a charm. 3-0 U.S.
Oh, well, damn. Jack, have you ever called a soccer match before?
I did once in college, and I'm hoping that that broadcast never sees the light of day because it was just absolutely awful. And I tried to be one of those soccer announcers, too, who screams, goal, oh my God, you know how they get all excited instead of just saying, it's now 3-0. Yeah, maybe I should give it another go.
Yeah, maybe you should. You'd be more exciting than that guy. Anyway. What are we doing? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212.
The second half of the baseball season is here, and each game means a little bit more. We're talking pennant races and wild card chases, with each pitch bringing us closer to the playoffs. The free Odyssey app lets you listen to live play-by-play of your local team, so no matter what you're up to, you'll never have to miss another game. Download the free Odyssey app today and keep baseball close by all summer long. That's AUDACY. Odyssey.
For CBS. Wayne is calling from Washington, D.C. Hopefully Wayne is in a good mood with the Commanders. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Wayne?
Hello.
Yeah, you're live on the radio. What's going on?
How are you doing? I'm calling in reference. I'd like to make 2 points. One is about Saquon Barkley. I feel as though that he should be put in a position where he's making guaranteed money. At least $20 million a year. He's proven himself time after time. He was injured, but he always seems to bounce back. My second point is about the gentleman, the announcer that you were talking about earlier, Skip Bayless. I feel as though he has a biased attitude towards people of color. I watched Jalen Rose talk to him with Stephen A. about 2 weeks ago on ESPN, and every time that Jalen made a point with him, Stephen A. Smith stopped him and tried to correct him or rectify the point that he was making. Just like I'm hearing you tonight, seem like you're trying to defend Skip Bayless, and I think he's prejudiced as hell. That's
all
I have to say, sir. What
are you? Hold on a second. Do you think I'm trying to defend Skip Bayless? Or are we listening to the same thing?
Yeah, I'm not trying to get into your attitude, sir. Yes, I am.
Well, are you drinking?
And basically, you seem like you're making, just like Stephen A. the other day.
Oh, my God. Wait, hold on. I'll put you on hold for a second. Hold on. Don't hang up. He's going to hang up, but don't hang up. Let me see. What time is it on the East Coast? It is 11:48. On the East Coast on Friday night. I think I've said in English, because this show is in English. This is not broadcast in Spanish. I'm not sprechen Sie Deutsch. I'm not speaking German. I'm speaking English here. I think I have said in no uncertain terms in many languages here, well, not many, one language, many times, that I don't like Skip Bayless. It has come out of my mouth as simple as that. I don't like him. I don't care for him. I don't listen to him. I hope that he goes into an early retirement. I have said that he has abused himself. He has hurt himself. He has pretty much shortened his television mortality. I've said all of that. This man on the other side of the phone just told me that I am defending him? Am I delusional? I used to watch The Twilight Zone. I loved The Twilight Zone. I loved it. My favorite episode is when that guy got locked in the bank vault and the world ended and he was the last man alive. I love that episode. Is that me right now, or is that this guy Wayne from Washington? Oh, yeah, I'm in The Twilight Zone. I am. Yeah, keep playing that. Hold on. In a world where... Oh, it stopped. Oh, there we go. Still playing. Here, turn it up a little bit. Turn it up. Turn it up. Oh, yeah. It's a Friday night. We're talking about Skip Bayless. My dislike for the man. But a caller says, JR, you're defending him. Has JR forgotten the English language? Or is Wayne suffering from listening comprehension issues? Let's talk to Wayne and hear Wayne get angry at JR. Hey, Wayne, you're live on the radio. Go ahead.
You haven't too much time on the radio, man. I got to go.
I'm getting paid, man. You talking to me. What happened to him? You telling me I got too much time. I mean, he hung up. I told you he's upset. Hey, man, go. It's rewind. It's the rewind function on the free Odyssey app. That guy made the list.
Yeah, Wayne needs some more fun in his life, don't you think?
Does he?
Yeah, I think so.
That is one of the most, it's not even, I can't even say, oh, I don't even know what word to call it.
Ridiculous? Is that a good one?
Yeah, I don't, it's almost comical. It's almost like if I sat here on the radio and said, I think Michael Jordan was the worst basketball player ever. And he called me and said, JR, how could you say that Michael Jordan is the best? How can you call me up and tell me that I said the complete opposite of something that I did not say? How many beers does that take? I know Aaron Rodgers drinks the ayahuasca. How much do you drink it in a cup? Do you do 8 ounces of it? Do you do it in a shot? I need a drink after talking to that guy. Let me try this dude. Maybe he's better. He's calling from Washington State. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, good evening, JR. Thanks for taking my call. That last caller there ain't worth your time. Just time to just move it on, and we'll keep on going. So let me backtrack a little bit. Well, I'm going to hit the Saquon Barkley wage and all that.
Saquon.
I'm trying to think of that quarterback that came out of Oklahoma, started with a B. Remember when they signed him for like $50 million coming straight out of Oklahoma and guaranteed, and then finally everybody stood up and said, no. That is... You know, the veterans and everybody said, nope, dude ain't played a game in NFL.
You talking about Sam Bradford?
Guaranteed. Pardon me?
You talking about Sam Bradford?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, they put a rookie slot in for the draft.
If I remember correctly, that's when they came out with the rookie contract.
Yes.
Okay, I got it. 4 years. You're a good running back, quarterback, whatever. All players, if you're awesome, you're going to get that money in your first 4-year, 5-year contract. Good players are always trying to make that big money on the second contract. You've heard them say, hey, but the second contract is the big money.
Mike, here's the thing. Unfortunately, they're not even really drafting the running backs high anymore. That's the part that stinks. We had outliers this past season. We're going to talk more about this. I'm going to take a mental break. That last guy, the other guy, got me going. You're on CBS Sports Radio.